It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. Great to have you with us. I'm Dennis O'Hare. It is time for another political breakfast. Gee, what on earth could we possibly have to talk about as we approach the holidays? Brian Robinson is back with us, former Deputy Chief of Staff to Republican Governor Nathan Deal. He is a Republican strategist. And Theron Johnson, by phone this time, he is former National Southern Political Director for President Obama's 2012 campaign, and he is a Democratic strategist. Welcome back to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dennis.
Theron, I'll start with you. Yesterday on Morning Edition, House Democratic Leader Stacey Abrams told me the Democrats are going to keep pushing for Medicaid expansion in Georgia, even though the Republicans in Washington may repeal and replace Obamacare. Now, her argument is that that's the only way the state can get federal money to help cover the uninsured. Does she have the numbers in the House, though, to succeed?
Senate Democrats and House Democrats both really figured out how to be a minority party last session. This will not be the first time that they've actually come together as a caucus to, quote-unquote, lock down to ensure that Georgians have access to affordable health care. But look, Dennis, you know, we've been trying to expand Medicaid in Georgia for years now, and the opposition, particularly the Republican leadership, to Medicaid expansion is based on partisanship. I mean, it's not even remotely on fact. I mean, the fact of the matter is that we have hundreds of thousands of uninsured Georgians that need access to Medicaid. You know, we can save lives and we can save money all we want, and we can do it by doing right by people. So I think this whole argument around Medicaid expansion is something that is going to be front and center in the upcoming session.
And Brian, last year, the Health and Human Services Committee chair in the Senate, Renee Unterman, told me, look, it's time for us to do something along those lines because that's where the money is. Is that where you expect the House and Senate leadership under the Gold Dome to move, or do you think we'll still have the same impasse?
Well, Speaker Ralston has said that they are not going to take any action on this until Congress has acted.
Congress is going to take a long time to act on this.
It depends. I was in Washington for the last 2 days discussing this issue, and the Republican leadership, much more than the Democratic leadership in Washington, and understands that we now have a two-tiered system in America, those states that have expanded Medicaid and those that haven't. And they understand that the states that haven't have got to get relief in the meantime. It was something that we saw in every Georgia delegation office and other southern states that haven't expanded. We met with some of those staffers as well. So they understand that immediate relief is needed for those who have not expanded in the meantime, in this period between the repeal and the replace efforts. They do want to move on a replace as quickly as they do the repeal, and there are various strategies that they're going to go about. But it's true that Georgia faces a crisis. We cannot wait 3 years on the replace. Georgia hospitals and other providers can't last that long. They are crumbling under the current regime, and change has to come. I think legislators in Georgia know that, and our congressional delegation knows that as well, and I believe they're working on it.
And it's like Brian, I'm actually in Washington, D.C. as we talk right now, and I had the opportunity to spend, which I think will probably be one of my last visits to the White House. I had an opportunity to talk to President Obama, First Lady Michelle Obama, and a few of his high-level staffers. I tell you that this is going to be the number one fight that they are going to be prepared to, you know, go to battle with the Republicans on. Listen, with the Affordable Care Act and the crosshairs on a national level, it just makes total sense to me that Republicans in Georgia need to demonstrate their commitment to Georgia's health care, and they can do that by expanding Medicaid.
Why immediately jump into that when we don't know yet what the rules are going to be? We don't want to run the risk of putting people on insurance that's going to be taken away in a or transition into something else very quickly.
But we don't know that, Brian.
We don't know. That's exactly right.
The fact of the matter is that we're dealing with people's right to affordable health care. And Georgia, for too long, you even said it yourself, that we for too long had this conversation about expanded Medicaid. We cannot wait another 3 to 4 years. The Republican leadership and the Democrats have got to act now.
I think the most responsible thing to do is to find a third way for now and to work with Congress, to partner with them to make sure that our providers are being paid for the services that they provide to low-income people and to other people without insurance. And there's got to be some patch in the meantime before we get to the longer solution.
Real quickly, I'm going to toss this question out to both of you. Theron, you first. Aren't we dealing with something that the minority leader pointed out, which is hardly news to anybody, which is that medical costs are going to continue to keep going up, and we just don't seem to have a long-range plan for covering the folks who will be unable to afford insurance.
Dennis, that's exactly the issue at hand, and I think that Leader Abrams articulated that in a very direct and efficient way. Listen, I just don't understand why Republicans are so dead set against guaranteeing affordable health care for everyone in Georgia. If we know that there are going to be changes to the Affordable Care Act, which many folks will say, yes, it's not perfect. Yes, there needs to be some changes, but it's working for over 20 million Americans now. Why not work together in Congress in a bipartisan manner? And then I want to respond to this third way solution that Brian is proposing. Look, Democrats would love to have a third way, but at a time when we see a president-elect who is basically hiring all his billionaire friends, all his millionaire friends, and folks with no policy experience, and putting them in positions and agencies which they have made a living off opposing, I don't see that Republicans are even going to be able to persuade their president-elect, Donald Trump, to even be open to a third way. I think he has one way that he's going to focus on, and he's going to try to replace and repeal the Affordable Care Act. And I think that's just so detrimental and just so disingenuous to the American people, but particularly Georgia.
Well, I would argue that that one way, if there is one way, is a third way. But I've been working for the last year along with some healthcare policy experts and healthcare industry stakeholders through the Georgia Chamber of Commerce to find a way to close the coverage gap in Georgia, which is significant here. We're 48th in the nation in the number of residents who have insurance.
And the minority leader said she found that chamber plan promising, but
yes,
she said, look, the legislature didn't do anything with it.
Well, we haven't had a chance yet. We were always kind of eyeing 2017, and that was on the assumption that this was going to go on as it has been. It is not going to go on as it has been, we don't think, at this juncture. So we were never about expanding Medicaid in this. We were about closing the coverage gap. And now we have the opportunity to get what we wanted all along, more flexibility, a waiver plan that we can cater to Georgia's individual needs that is economically responsible and sustainable for many years, even during recessions when revenues go down and Medicaid population goes up. We have to be prepared for those days. And this waiver, which we may be able to get signed because we have a Georgia doctor going in to be the Health and Human Services Secretary in the next year. So we have someone who intimately knows the Medicaid budget, intimately knows the challenges that Georgia's healthcare industry faces. They understand that we have to be out of this two-tiered system and into a system where Georgia gets treated and gets the same amount of money as every other state.
Elsewhere in this broadcast, I talked to Georgia Senator David Perdue about the recent revelations from the CIA that the Russians may have had a more direct motive in mind when they hacked into the Democratic National Committee computer system. And he said he's not committed yet to a bipartisan committee or an independent commission to look into it, but he's not ruling it out either. He wants to find out more. Now, obviously, he has very close ties to the incoming administration. Brian, this is bigger than Donald Trump, though, isn't it? I mean, do you or any of the Republicans have a suspicion that the Democrats are trying to relitigate the election, or are we looking at something that maybe Senator Perdue and others on the GOP side need to look at very carefully?
Well, we had Georgia Senator Johnny Isaacson coming out just this week saying this is a serious issue. We need to investigate it. We need to get to the heart of what happened. And you're seeing that from Republicans in Washington outside of the administration speaking very forcefully on this. Russia has not been our friend. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has said Russia is our enemy. We've got to take very seriously their threats. So,
but the president-elect publicly criticized the CIA at a time when he's going to have to rely on them.
He's not the only Republican in Washington. I think a lot of Republicans have said that wasn't the best way forward. So Republicans are taking this seriously. You will have some that perhaps don't speak out on this. But I think by and large, there is a seriousness about making sure that Russians cannot interfere in our elections in the future.
Theron, how do Democrats have to approach this in a way that makes it clear that they're not trying to litigate the election? Because certainly that would be a reasonable suspicion.
Yes, David Perdue is on the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations. He has yet to comment on whether or not he will back an inquiry into hacking. So let's leave with that with the fact. You know, this isn't about Hillary Clinton. This isn't about who won the election. This is about a foreign government with many, and I mean many, interests in direct opposition to those of us who live in the United States of America. And the point of the matter is that when I hear Republicans trying to say that Democrats are doing what we're supposed to do, and that is respond to actual evidence that the Russian government hacked into the RNC and to the DNC, and that it was believed that they were trying to influence the election outcome for Donald Trump. That is a very serious inquiry that I think the American people want both of our senators to take seriously.
But in order to get it out of the politics, don't Democrats, Theron, have to be very loud and clear in saying, look, he won?
Right. Say that first, and I've said it on this show, and Brian has as well, as hard as it was for him to swallow that pill. But at the very least, the issue bears further investigation. It is a matter of national security, Dennis. And I think while we have accepted that President-elect Trump will be our next president, we cannot ignore this investigation and this damning evidence to make sure that this is something that we're taking seriously and it never happens again.
Theron Johnson is a Democratic strategist and former National Southern Political Director for the Obama 2012 campaign. Brian Robinson, a Republican strategist, former Deputy Chief of Staff to Governor Nathan Deal. Hey, thanks to both of you for being with us. And if we don't talk again before the holidays, all the best to both of you for a happy and a safe and peaceful holiday season.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. And Brian, listen, ask your president-elect if he's going to send me a Christmas card this year. I've been so spoiled for the last 8 years getting one from President Obama.
I'll tweet at him now.
Yeah. And Theron, don't give up on the idea that this will be your last visit to the White House for a while. You never know.
I don't think there'd be many people that look like me that would be in the White House very often, Dennis.
Oh, God.